Okay, when you look at the parsha after Yosef finally, Yaakovina sees the agalos that Yosef sent, so the Torah tells us that Patchi Ruach Yaakov Aviem, because he saw the agalos and he really believed that Yosef was alive. The next pasuk. Let me go to Yosef before I'm going to die. And then what does he do? The first thing he does is he goes to Be'er Sheva and he offers a korban. Okay, he offers a korban then. Great. So what do we see? We have Yosef, Yaakov's understanding of Yosef's alive, a desire that he wants to see Yosef. He goes to Be'er Sheva and he offers a korban. So if I'm going to categorize this, I'll say is, you know, desire to see Yosef, followed by an act of Avodas Hashem. Let's fast forward in the Parsha. Finally, Yaakov meets Yosef for the first time in, God knows how long, so many years, and Yosef is crying on his shoulder, but the Torah tells us that only Yosef is crying on the shoulder. Who's not crying on the shoulder? Yaakov. What is Yaakov doing? He says the Medrash. Saying Kriya Shema. He's saying Kriya Shema. What do we see over here? There's the actual meeting of Yosef. Right? And what is he doing instead? Before he's actually greeting him? Avodas Hashem. He's doing an act of Avodas Hashem. He's saying Kriya Shema before he actually embraces Yosef. Right? Only after he's done with that, then he says, ah, now he can die. So Yosef, now I'm very happy. So the order is flipped. First it was desire to see Yosef, followed by Avodas Hashem. Then we have Avodas Hashem, followed by desire to see Yosef. What's going on over here? So I think in order to answer this Yisod, there's a beautiful, this idea. Question, this is beautifully said by the Meshech Chachma. The Gemara in Moikatan says that an Abel Eino Mishalayach Korban of Kol Shiva. An Abel is not allowed to send a Korban while he's in a state of Avelis. Okay. And we know that, what? Yaakov Avinu, how long was the Avelis last? From the time Yosef was sold up until now. And the Meshech tells us there was no nevuah that Yaakov received during this time period because he was so depressed and he was so sad and the Shechina is only shorim mitoch simcha. And therefore, this says the Meshech Chachma, why did Yaakov Yudavka go to Be'er Sheva? That was the first opportunity that he had in order to bring a korban. He wasn't able to bring a korban all these years, mourning for Yosef, being depressed for Yosef. You can't send the korban to the base of Mikdash when you're in Avelos. And he was in Avelos the entire time. Therefore, what does he do? He goes dafka to Be'er Sheva in order to take the opportunity to bring a korban, an act of Avodas Hashem, the first time he was able to do so in so many, so many years. Agav, this is a cute idea. I don't know if this is true. It's totally not true. But if you're somewhat Hasidish, Be'er Sheva, I wanted to tie up that maybe Be'er Sheva, what's a Be'er?
Well.
A well? Sheva? Lashon Shiva. Maybe he's trying to put the Shiva in the well. Cute. Okay. Take it or leave it. Anyways, that's what Meshech Chachma says. But before we go on, before we go further than that, but that's not exactly what happens. Like, what does the Meshech Chachma leave out? His what's the first reaction? His desire to see Yosef. What do we see from Yaakov? Perhaps, maybe he let his emotions get the better of him. As opposed to his first reaction after Vatchia Ruach Aviyam, after he feels the Shechina uplifted, what should have been his first response? I want to go offer a korban. I haven't had the opportunity to do so in so long. But he doesn't do that. It's first a desire from a selfish emotional standpoint to go and see Yosef HaTzadik, which we understand as a father who misses his son. And only afterwards did he say, ah, before I go down and see Yosef, there's something else I need to take care of. I need to thank the Ribono Shalom for putting me in this situation, putting me in this position. Therefore, perhaps, shot in the end of this parsha, when Yaakov and Yosef first meet, and what does Yosef do? He falls on his father's shoulders, but what does Yaakov need to do first? He does a Avodas Hashem. He says Shema. Maybe that's an act of tikkun, an act of tshuva, for not focusing directly on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the initial moments when the depression left him, when he finishes his Shiva, that when he first actually sees Yosef, he first realizes and he says to himself, as the Maral points out, that the Shema was a thanking to the Ribbono Sholem for everything which has transpired, that it was all Hashkacha Pratis, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for putting him in that situation, being able to finally see Yosef. But he was able to give that total Hodesh LaHashem, and then only afterwards does he let himself enjoy first. And that shows us the godliness of Yaakov, you know, the sensitivity, the recognizing that initially my first response naturally should have been, thank you, the Ribbono Shalom, for everything that you've done for me. But he doesn't do that. He first says, I want to go see Yosef. And then he's able to realize, maybe that was a mistake. And even at that moment of not being able to see your son for so many years, he's able to focus his efforts and his thanks on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore says Shema at that very moment. And maybe that's exactly what we learned from Yaakov, you know, why the ideas are switched. May we all be Zocha to have the proper responses to the moments in our lives, good and bad. Rachman Aslan, this should be bad, but you know, Mir Tashem, the good moments in our life, to recognize they all come from the Ribbono Sholem, and not look to have a selfish emotional response, but look to sing Tov L'Hodes L'Hashem for all the good things that He did for us. Have a wonderful Shabbos.